Free kick from Fishlock. Off the bar, a tap-in coming up. And is that enough to secure the three-peat? Melbourne City go 2-0 up.
Yeah, it was enough to secure the three-peat. Unprecedented, the effort of Melbourne City in the W League. Three straight premiership wins, and one of their ever-presents has been Amy Jackson, and she's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
Congratulations. What's it feel like to be a history maker?
Thank you. It's a little bit surreal at the moment. I think it's going to take a few days to sink in. We've just enjoyed the celebrations the last couple of days, and now that we're back in Melbourne, it's been nice to spend some time with my family and friends. So just enjoying the moment.
Yeah. It went according to plan, really, for you guys.
Yeah, look, it did. We actually had an inconsistent season compared to our first season in the W League. So we've had some ups and downs this year, and I think it's a just reward for the work that the girls and the staff have put in. So, yeah, excited to come home with the win.
Patrick Kisnorbo, the coach, has described the side as the best in the history of the W League, which is high praise indeed. Are you happy to concur with that, Amy?
Look, that's a massive call. And we've had some great players, I think, throughout the club and throughout the league. So, for me, that's a huge call. But look, if that's what he wants to say, he can have that one.
Yeah. You've had so much success in your career so far. How does it rate winning that title?
Yeah, look, I've been very fortunate. I've been part of some really good teams. I think for me, to win three, it's just something, it doesn't happen. So it's obviously a very special moment. But for me, my first year with Melbourne City and winning my first W League title was probably up there with my favourite football memory. But this is just, like I said, it's very surreal and just something that I don't think will come around again.
Mm. Tell us about your coach, Patrick Kisnorbo. Obviously, he has rich history in the world of football, played for the Socceroos, etc. I seemed to watch his interviews, I watched his response after the game and so forth. Very passionate about what he does. What's his strong points as a coach?
He is, but Patrick's very intense, and I think he drills it into you that hard work is going to get success, and that's been the motto pretty much for the season, and I think he's stayed true to that. He's worked us quite hard, and he's juggled commitments with the A-League squad and the W-League, so credit to him for the effort that he's put in, and he's come away with a national championship in the first season of his coaching, or his full season of coaching. So, yeah, no, intense is a great way to describe Patrick.
Very good. And from your point of view, I think it's, you know, we see the rise and rise of the W League. We've got AFLW. We've seen the Big Bash. The WBBL has emerged. And from what I understand, Amy, you're very good at trying to encourage young girls to express themselves through sport and obviously make the most of these pathways that are now developing. And it must be heartening for you to see how much this has emerged over the last couple of years for female athletes.
Yeah, it's incredible. And to think that W League has been going on for 10 years, that's unbelievable in itself. And I just think the strides that the game's taken over those years is great. Now that we've got the CBA in place and girls are able to actually make a bit more of a living off football, but also I think the support behind it, so with your PFA and just the support from clubs and the funding that clubs are putting in, I think it's great. And it just gives younger girls something to strive for. I think credit to, women's sport in general, it's really booming, and I think it's something that everyone wants to be a part of at the moment, which is excellent for future endeavours.
It's been a long time coming, I guess, Amy, hasn't it, for someone like, well, for you would have seen, you've always been involved with this sport, but eventually now that recognition's coming.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's great. It's a great reflection for like national team results. You're looking at we're top four in the world now, and you sort of look at the league and you think, okay, look at the growth that it's made. And then I don't think it's any secret that the national team is succeeding at the same sort of as everything's rising. So it just shows you put a little bit of investment in at a grassroots level and look what can happen.
And you've got a superstar too in Sam Kerr. You know, some of the best sporting images of the year. Well, I know the years. Well, past 12 months, let's say.
Yep.
Yeah, they've been of Sam Kerr scoring goals and doing their acrobats. Yeah.
Absolute role. And then to go and win the Young Australian of the Year, that's just a huge achievement in itself too. Yeah. And she's just a great girl, so she deserves everything she gets.
Well, I thought you were going to mention Jess Fisok there because I was amazed at the goal she scored in the grand final. What about you, Amy? You probably see that sort of thing all the time at training from Jess.
Yeah, look, it doesn't surprise me anymore. She's scored some absolute crackers this season and even in previous seasons. And look, yeah, she works very hard, and at training you see some of the things that she does, and yeah, just at a different level.
Mm. What's next, Amy?
For me, I'm just going to enjoy this week, and then I'll get back into training with my local Premier League team. And then probably get stuck into some work, and then I'm going to go on a holiday. I'm
yeah.
looking forward to that.
Well deserved. Do you have a mad Monday after winning the comp like that?
Look, to be honest, this year everybody's gone their separate ways. We've got some of the girls that are got national team duties.
Right.
Our international players have actually headed off already overseas, so I celebrated last night, but there weren't a lot of people with me. I was with my family. So.
Well, you're sounding fresh, nice. So we would never have guessed. But thoroughly deserved. Congratulations on winning that grand final, the third on the trot. And we appreciate your time this morning, Amy.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.